The future of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County is once again up for negotiation. That's a reversal from earlier this week when Entergy said it would close the plant and state officials objected, vowing to fight the company. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, more than 600 jobs hang in the balance.
Assemblyman Will Barkley credits a team effort from elected officials for convincing Entergy and New York State to return to the negotiating table.
I think there is a will to keep the Fitzpatrick plant open. It's just a question of whether they can negotiate a deal to keep it open.
So what's on that table? Barkley says he doesn't know because the talks are confidential. But he believes that Entergy wants to increase the wholesale price for nuclear energy because it is cleaner than some of its alternatives. Company spokesman Jerry Nappe says Entergy doesn't think the state is currently recognizing or rewarding nuclear energy for its lack of carbon emissions. On the other hand, the state does authorize carbon tax credits for renewable sources of energy.
Nuclear energy, I think, plays a special role, and there's a reason the state ought to get involved in keeping it open.
Barkley says getting involved now, even if it means New York has to offer some public funds to Entergy, would actually be cheaper than losing another source of energy for the state.
Who knows where gas prices are going to be in the future? Possibly, likely, at some point in the future, they're going to go back up again. And if we were all reliant on just natural gas, we could get really pinched in the future.
Entergy says it stands to lose about $60 million a year if it keeps Fitzpatrick open. But this wouldn't be the first time state officials found a way to keep failing companies in the black. Just this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Senator Charles Schumer announced that the state would invest $20 million in Kraft Heinz plants to prevent more than 900 layoffs. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.